University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can hear us on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, a look at the news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It is 6 o'clock.
Juliana Kim, NPR News.
The federal government shutdown held up funding for a program that offers financial help for heating to millions of people. Several states are now reopening their applications for the program. From member station WHYY, Sophia Schmidt reports on the latest one.
Pennsylvania opens its low-income home energy assistance program, or LIHEAP, today, a month later than usual. Justina Ray is a preschool teacher and mom of two who lives just north of Philadelphia. She says she's been waiting to turn on her heat until she can get a LIHEAP grant to pay her heating bill. She's relieved that the program is up and running.
Not only for my household, but just for so many families that depend on it, I definitely feel like a weight has been lifted.
Pennsylvania plans to start sending out its first LIHEAP payments in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Philadelphia.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal food assistance from Kansas and other states that refuse to turn over personal information about the people who receive it. The administration said yesterday it would withhold the funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, starting next week, unless it receives the information, including names and immigration status of recipients. The administration says it needs that information to root out fraud. The resisting states say they are protecting recipients' privacy. The administration is giving them until December 8th to turn over the information. More than 6% of all Kansans receive federal food assistance. Kansas City is one of the World Cup soccer tournament host cities next summer. Yesterday, the organizing committee unveiled its transportation plan. Greg Eklund reports.
There are 15 sites around the Kansas City metropolitan area for fans to board buses, including six in Kansas. Mike Kelly, the Johnson County Board of Commissioners chairman, says Lawrence is one of the six sites in Kansas because of the possibility that Rock Chalk Park will serve as a base camp for one of the teams.
Fans that will follow a team that hopefully will be based in Lawrence will want to experience all that the region has to offer. And so we wanted to make sure we're intentional about giving them the connection to do so.
All the bus routes will lead to the World Cup Fan Fest at the Liberty Memorial site in Kansas City. The World Cup draw will be announced Friday of this week to determine which countries will be represented at each site in the early rounds. I'm Greg Eklund.
Two new Lawrence City commissioners were sworn in at last night's commission meeting. Mike Courtney and Christine Polian were the winners in last month's election. During their campaigns, both raised concerns about the city's plan to begin charging residents a fee to use the city's recreation centers. The Lawrence Times reports that Courtney and Polian requested the issue be discussed at a future commission meeting. The commission is expected to take up the issue at its December 16th meeting. Longtime Kansas gay rights advocate Tom Witt has announced he's a candidate for a seat in the Kansas Senate. Witt tells the Kansas Reflector he's added his name to the list of candidates seeking to replace Mary Ware, a Wichita Democrat who resigned from the state Senate last month. Witt is the former executive director of Equality Kansas. In college basketball, the KU men lost to UConn in Lawrence last night, 61-56. Weather forecast for today. Chance we could see some flurries, maybe some sprinkles all day. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. It'll get a little windy, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy during the early part of the evening, gradual clearing overnight, chilly lows overnight around 10 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's cloudy, 30 degrees, Topeka cloudy, 31 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes.
Pastor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including a report that the Kansas hemp industry could be in jeopardy because of a change in a federal law. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, trade experts are reacting to a new lawsuit filed by Costco against the Trump administration. The retail giant is seeking a refund for all the tariffs it's paid.
This is the first time we're seeing big companies take their heads out of the sand publicly.
Smaller companies have made similar claims in a case now before the Supreme Court. That story coming up at 6:34.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Chance of flurries today. Could see some sprinkles as well. Nothing accumulating. Otherwise cloudy skies with a high today near 39 degrees. Little windy. Could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, chance of flurries early. Cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight with lows around 10. Outlook for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 30 degrees, Topeka cloudy, and 32.
I'm Jason Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, what do the soldiers and civilians living in eastern Ukraine think about the prospect of giving up land in exchange for peace? Also, we'll hear about the diamond-studded Fabergé egg that sold for an eye-watering $30 million.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Merrily We Roll Along, a new...
Midterms are less than a year away, and election officials across the country are already preparing for the possibility of interference by the Trump administration.
At this point, I think we're all just kind of used to, all right, what's the next crazy hairball thing that's going to pop up?
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. What election officials are watching for as midterms draw closer on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson's your host for KPR's All Things Considered. It runs from 3 to 7 p.m. right here, where you're listening right now. On Morning Edition, coming up, we've got the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Chance we could see some sprinkles or flurries, otherwise cloudy skies with a high near 39. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
April. The new search will begin at the end of this month. Debris from the aircraft has washed up on the eastern shore of Africa. Why it went down remains a mystery.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have released more information about a murder-suicide that took place at a Topeka McDonald's last month, but many questions remain. Police say they believe 51-year-old Dallas DeHart shot two men before taking his own life. One of the men died, the other survived and remains hospitalized. But the gunman's motive remains unclear. Police say they have been unable to establish any connections among the three men. KSNT reports the investigation remains active, though no charges are expected to be filed. The Kansas hemp industry could be in jeopardy because of a change in a federal law that tightens THC regulations. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kansas has become one of the largest hemp producers in the country.
The law lowers the amount of THC allowed in hemp. THC is the psychoactive compound in cannabis. The change is meant to close a loophole that allowed stores to sell hemp-derived THC products that can get users high, similar to marijuana. Heath Martin owns a hemp processing plant and storefront in Wichita. He says the looming change has created uncertainty in a budding industry, and more nuanced laws are needed.
There's never been good clarification on, you know, exactly what products are legal and aren't.
Federal data shows Kansas planted the fifth most hemp in the country this year. The law change is set to go into effect in November 2026. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Topeka woman's Ring doorbell camera captured some unusual footage early Monday morning, a pack of coyotes chasing a stray cat. Rebecca Rogg lives near Southeast 43rd and Illinois Avenue. She said she heard a disturbance outside and checked the Ring footage. KSNT reports Rogg says she sometimes feeds stray cats in the neighborhood but is now worried for their safety. State wildlife officials say coyotes sometimes appear in urban areas to seek food. Weather forecast for today, we could see some flurries or sprinkles all day. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. No accumulation expected. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Could see gusts up to 25. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m. Cloudy skies during the early evening. Gradual clearing, cold lows overnight around 10 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR
in Oakland, California.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, you can call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, who gets to use NASA's high-tech telescopes besides NASA? University researchers and scientists. But the process is highly competitive, and securing time on a massive telescope requires a little luck and a detailed proposal.
Even though astronomy is a small field, everybody and their mom sends in one of these.
Coming up on Morning Edition, we'll visit with a KU astronomer who's hoping to take her own turn on the James Webb Space Telescope. It comes your way in about 9 minutes at 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited 2-week pass for new students or a yoga basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Weather forecast for today, could see some flurries or sprinkles all day. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. No accumulation expected, by the way. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight, chilly. Lows overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. Junction City is cloudy and 33. It's 6:44.
Daryl Brogdon here, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Flower petals to make the soul's journey sweeter. Sometimes families scatter ashes in the water, too, which Florida law doesn't regulate. But today, Sapna just watches the boat drift away in the heart of rural Dixie County, down here upon the Suwannee River. For NPR News, I'm Rose Schnabel in Old Town, Florida.
It's NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including word that a New Jersey-based company has withdrawn plans for an industrial waste plant in a low-income Kansas City, Kansas neighborhood. We'll have the details.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Telescope technology has advanced, well, astronomically in the last 50 years. But who gets to use these magical machines that can look millions of years back in time? Thousands of astronomers from around the world apply for access to super telescopes every year in a process that is both rigorous and highly competitive. Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas grad student. She recently applied for time on the James Webb Space Telescope to study massive black holes.
A lot of times black holes can just sit there, but there are other times where gas and dust sort of get sucked into their area, and they start feeding on it, basically. And so those are called active galactic nuclei because they're actively eating. And these environments are like the most energetic in the universe. They get so bright, so hot. And we study how the most energetic ones, which are called quasars, there's lots of names. It's hard to keep track of, but really energetic active galactic nuclei are quasars. And we study how when those are on, when those black holes are eating at the centers of galaxies, how does it affect the rest of the galaxy? And does it match the models we've made thus far by just, like, computer modeling?
So you want to see a black hole in another galaxy. You need to book some time on a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
It's almost, it's very analogous to, like, a grant proposal in lots of other fields. So first you have your idea and you assess the state of the literature. It's best if it's something other people have not done. You really don't have a chance because telescopes are very competitive. There's a few great telescopes, and if you want to do cutting edge science, you need to use a cutting edge telescope. And so you apply for time, you come up with your idea, and then what you do is you write a proposal. For normal size proposals, it's like 2 to 4 pages of, here's the problem, and here's how I will solve it if you let me use your big mirror or big telescope. And then there's the other part, which is the technical part, where you have to basically simulate what your observations would be like on this telescope and argue, like, this is viable, we'll see something, as opposed to maybe we'll point and see nothing. Usually those proposals don't work as well.
So you're telling them what you hope to find and why it's new.
Yes. Yes. So we sort of work with what we have. For example, a lot of my proposals are focusing on quasars that the star formation in the galaxy is super high. Because the idea is when quasars are doing that super energetic thing at the center, it stops star formation in the rest of the host. But we have sources that aren't doing that. So a lot of our proposals are like powerful in star formation and say, well, what about these? Are these caused by mergers? Will we see disturbances like crash? You know, like car crash, you see the car smash up. It's the same. You're looking for the smash in the car, but between the two galaxies. And we want to say, do we see that in these? Because if we don't, that's further contradiction to all the computer models we've been using.
When you do these proposals, do you ever put a little humor in or try to humanize it or make it stick out
in some
way?
Oh, man, I wish. No, it's very clinical, which is not my personality. I was told my first writing that I did, science writing, was like, they're like, you're not writing a crime thriller. Like, you're not writing a romance novel. And I was like, that's how I talk.
You should have been an English major.
Yeah. My mom is an author, actually. But, yeah, it's very clinical. There's no room for any excess anything.
Yeah.
It's very dry, very to the point.
Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas self-graduate fellow from Olathe. She's pursuing a PhD in physics and astronomy. We'll follow up with her next year to see if she wins time on the James Webb Space Telescope. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 7.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom.
Good morning, Republic.
Many regions in South and Southeast Asia remain in disaster mode. They're recovering from deadly flooding and landslides following tropical storms. At least 1,400 people have been killed in Sri Lanka, Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam, and nearly 800 of the victims perished in Indonesia. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal food assistance from Kansas and other states that refuse to turn over personal information about the people who receive it. The administration said yesterday it would withhold the funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, starting next week unless it receives the information, including names and immigration status of recipients. The administration says it needs that information to root out fraud. The resisting states say they are protecting recipients' privacy. The administration is giving them until December 8th to turn over the information. More than 6% of all Kansans receive federal food assistance. A New Jersey-based company has withdrawn plans for an industrial waste plant in a low-income Kansas City, Kansas neighborhood. As Dylan Lyson reports, this comes after residents raise safety and pollution concerns.
The company ReWorld says it withdrew plans for the Armourdale neighborhood because of, quote, changing business circumstances. The withdrawal comes after residents demanded more transparency. The facility would have taken in more than 1,000 trucks of industrial waste each weekday and would have been located near homes and an elementary school. City officials repeatedly delayed approving permits for the plan and asked the company to hold public forums. Residents say the company failed to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Two new Lawrence City Commissioners were sworn in at last night's commission meeting. Mike Courtney and Christine Paulian were the winners in last month's election. During their campaigns, both raised concerns about the city's plan to begin charging residents a fee to use the city's recreation centers. The Lawrence Times reports Courtney and Paulian requested the issue be discussed at a future commission meeting. The commission is expected to take up the issue again at its December 16th meeting. Longtime Kansas gay rights advocate Tom Witt has announced he's a candidate for a seat in the Kansas Senate. Witt tells the Kansas Reflector he's added his name to the list of candidates seeking to replace Mary Ware, a Wichita Democrat who resigned from the state Senate last month. Witt is the former executive director of Equality Kansas. Democratic precinct committee members will choose Ware's successor in a special nominating convention tomorrow. In college basketball, the KU men lost to UConn in Lawrence last night, 61-56. Weather forecast for today, we could see some flurries, maybe some sprinkles all day. No accumulation expected. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. Could get a little windy, too. This afternoon, winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing, cold, lows overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
That's our focus more on job security than on where their language and diplomatic skills could be useful for America. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR News.
Thank you for tuning in to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio on this Wednesday morning. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, China dominates the global supply of critical minerals, but the U.S. is now spending a lot of money to search for those resources domestically.
This is probably going to be an old granite that formed over a billion years ago. This would be hopefully some of the rocks that would show up well in our surveys.
More on what this exploration effort looks like. That's coming up in about 19 minutes at 7:38.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today could see some flurries or sprinkles, nothing accumulating. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. It'll get a little windy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming north 10 to 15 miles an hour. In the afternoon, we could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, a chance of flurries, otherwise cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight. It will be cold, lows overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, still cold, high tomorrow near 27. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 30 degrees, Topeka cloudy and 32.
I'm Jason Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, what do the soldiers and civilians living in eastern Ukraine think about the prospect of giving up land in exchange for peace? Also, we'll hear about the diamond-studded Fabergé egg that sold for an eye-watering $30 million.
You can hear the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NP
funds. That would total around $13 billion. Now, as far as what that would look like, I mean, I think the money would eventually go to people. I don't think it's going to solve some of the immediate problems now people are feeling, especially after SNAP benefits have been cut and other government benefits. It will cost a lot of money. I'm not sure the payoff will be as immediate as maybe voters would want it to be.
Stacey Vanek-Smith is a reporter for Bloomberg's Business Week and the host of the podcast Everybody's Business. Stacey, thanks.
Thank you, A.
This is NPR News.
Midterms are less than a year away, and election officials across the country are already preparing for the possibility of interference by the Trump administration.
At this point, I think we're all just kind of used to, all right, what's the next crazy hairball thing that's going to pop up?
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. What election officials are watching for as midterms draw closer on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, could see some flurries, maybe some sprinkles, nothing serious. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. More details on the forecast coming right up. It's 7:30.
Diverse coalition to ever elect a Republican. And we leaned in on that.
Van Epps won by 9 percentage points, much less than Trump did in 2024. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have released more information about a murder-suicide that took place at a Topeka McDonald's last month, but many questions remain. Police say they believe 51-year-old Dallas DeHart shot two men before taking his own life. One of the men died, the other survived and remains hospitalized. But the gunman's motive remains unclear. Police say they have been unable to establish any connections among the three men. KSNT reports the investigation remains active, though no charges are expected to be filed. Kansas City is one of the World Cup soccer tournament host cities next summer. Yesterday, the organizing committee unveiled its transportation plan. Greg Ecklin reports.
There are 15 sites around the Kansas City metropolitan area for fans to board buses, including six in Kansas. Mike Kelly, the Johnson County Board of Commissioners chairman, says Lawrence is one of the six sites in Kansas because of the possibility that Rock Chalk Park will serve as a base camp for one of the teams.
Fans that will follow a team that hopefully will be based in Lawrence will want to experience all that the region has to offer. And so we wanted to make sure we're intentional about giving them the connection to do so.
All the bus routes will lead to the World Cup Fan Fest at the Liberty Memorial site in Kansas City. The World Cup draw will be announced Friday of this week to determine which countries will be represented at each site in the early rounds. I'm Greg Ecklin.
A Topeka woman's Ring doorbell camera captured some unusual footage early Monday morning, a pack of coyotes chasing a stray cat. Rebecca Rogg lives near Southeast 43rd and Illinois Avenue. She said she heard a disturbance outside and checked the Ring footage. State wildlife officials say coyotes do sometimes appear in urban areas to seek food, but the state will only remove coyotes after they become more visible during the day. Weather forecast for today could see some flurries, maybe some sprinkles today, nothing accumulating. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high temperature near 39 degrees. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m. Cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight, cold. Low temperatures overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with a high near 27. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies and 30 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR
station. This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, who gets to use NASA's high-tech telescopes? Besides NASA, university researchers and scientists do, but the process is highly competitive. Securing time on a massive telescope requires a little luck and a detailed proposal.
Even though astronomy is a small field, everybody and their mom sends in one of these.
Coming up on Morning Edition, we'll visit with a KU astronomer who's hoping to take her own turn on the James Webb Space Telescope.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today. Could see some flurries or sprinkles, nothing too serious. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy early, gradual clearing, lows overnight. It's going to be a little cold, around 10 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Miumas' book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spanning the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book.
It's 744.
Hello, I'm Jay Schaefer with KPR News. Giving to
critical transportation service for rural residents in northern climates. For NPR News, I'm Chelsea Perkins in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Thank you for tuning in to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a report on how the Kansas hemp industry could be in jeopardy because of a change in a federal law. Every time you listen to KPR, you hear something you love, timeless performances and the latest headlines. It's part of our cultural identity and yours as a music or news fan. Federal funding is gone, making listener support the only way this programming stays free and accessible to everyone. Start a monthly gift now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your commitment secures KPR's place in our community's future. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Telescope technology has advanced, well, astronomically in the last 50 years. But who gets to use these magical machines that can look millions of years back in time? Thousands of astronomers from around the world apply for access to super telescopes every year in a process that is both rigorous and highly competitive. Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas grad student. She recently applied for time on the James Webb Space Telescope to study massive black holes.
A lot of times black holes can just sit there, but there are other times where gas and dust sort of get sucked into their area and they start feeding on it, basically. And so those are called active galactic nuclei because they're actively eating. And these environments are like the most energetic in the universe. They get so bright, so hot. And we study how the most energetic ones, which are called quasars, there's lots of names. It's hard to keep track of, but really energetic active galactic nuclei are quasars. And we study how when those are on, when those black holes are eating at the centers of galaxies, how does it affect the rest of the galaxy? And does it match the models we've made thus far by just, like, computer modeling?
So you want to see a black hole in another galaxy. You need to book some time on a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Wish. No, it's very clinical, which is not my personality. I was told my first writing that I did, science writing, was like, they're like, you're not writing a crime thriller, like you're not writing a romance novel. And I was like, that's how I talk.
You should have been an English major.
My mom is an author, actually. But it's very clinical. There's no room for any excess anything.
Yeah.
It's very dry, very to the point.
Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas self-graduate fellow from Olathe. She's pursuing a PhD in physics and astronomy. We'll follow up with her next year to see if she wins time on the James Webb Space Telescope. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. So glad you could join us on this Wednesday. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Ukraine into darkness, we will continue to work to switch the lights back on.
She blamed Russia's President Vladimir Putin for the lack of a peace deal, saying both President Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky were seeking peace, but that Putin was attempting to escalate war. Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News, London.
Senate Democrats are slamming the Trump administration for cuts to the U.S. Forest Service. They say the cuts put the agency way behind in wildfire prevention work. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports the White House disagrees.
The Democrats are citing a recent analysis by retired firefighters that shows the U.S. Forest Service is 38% behind its own targets for prescribed fires, thinning, and other projects aimed at making Western public forests less vulnerable to wildfires. This follows President Trump's hiring freeze and DOGE cuts. In a letter to the Forest Service, chief Democrats, including Senators Jeff Merkley of Oregon and Mark Heinrich of New Mexico, demand a response by next week on questions like how many wildland firefighters are actually on the job and where specific staffing gaps are causing the delay in prevention work. The Trump administration has maintained its cuts are making the Forest Service more efficient and the agency has what it needs to fight fires.
NPR's Kirk Siegler reporting. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal food assistance from Kansas and other states that refuse to turn over personal information about the people who receive it. The administration said yesterday it would withhold the funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, starting next week unless it receives the information, including names and immigration status of recipients. The administration says it needs that information to root out fraud. The resisting states say they are protecting recipients' privacy. The administration is giving states until December 8th to turn over the information. More than 6% of all Kansans receive federal food assistance. The Kansas hemp industry could be in jeopardy because of a change in a federal law that tightens THC regulations. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kansas has become one of the largest hemp producers in the country.
The law lowers the amount of THC allowed in hemp. THC is the psychoactive compound in cannabis. The change is meant to close a loophole that allowed stores to sell hemp-derived THC products that can get users high, similar to marijuana. Heath Martin owns a hemp processing plant and storefront in Wichita. He says the looming change has created uncertainty in a budding industry, and more nuanced laws are needed.
There's never been good clarification on, you know, exactly what products are legal and aren't.
Federal data shows Kansas planted the fifth most hemp in the country this year. The law change is set to go into effect in November 2026. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Two new Lawrence City commissioners were sworn in at last night's commission meeting. Mike Courtney and Christine Polian were the winners in last month's election. During their campaigns, both raised concerns about the city's plan to begin charging residents a fee to use the city's recreation centers. The Lawrence Times reports Courtney and Polian requested the issue be discussed at a future commission meeting. The commission is expected to take up that issue at its December 16th meeting. Longtime Kansas gay rights advocate Tom Witt has announced he's a candidate for a seat in the Kansas Senate. Witt tells the Kansas Reflector he's added his name to the list of candidates seeking to replace Mary Ware, a Wichita Democrat who resigned from the state Senate last month. Witt is the former executive director of Equality Kansas. Democratic precinct committee members will choose Ware's successor in a special nominating convention tomorrow. In college basketball, the KU men lost to UConn in Lawrence last night, 61-56. Weather forecast for today could see some flurries or sprinkles, nothing too serious. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight. It'll be cold, low temperatures overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. Junction City's cloudy and 35. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPB.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios. Glad you're with us. Hope you can stick around. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, trade experts are reacting to a new lawsuit filed by Costco against the Trump administration. The retail giant is seeking a refund for all the tariffs it's paid.
This is the first time we're seeing big companies take their heads out of the sand publicly.
So smaller companies have made similar claims in a case that's now before the Supreme Court. We'll hear more about this coming up in about 17 minutes at 8:34, actually.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, Kansas City classical guitarist Bo Bledsoe is dropping by the studios to bring us a copy of his new album. You can hear the world radio premiere this morning at 10:30. Plus some bell-like resonant holiday carols played on a brass-strung harp, a famous pipe organ piece by César Franck, and a chorus from Vivaldi's Golden Shining Gloria. As always, fantastic music with Cordelia from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, you can hear news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today might see some sprinkles or flurries, nothing accumulating. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees, still about 6 degrees below average for this date. Tonight, a chance of flurries early, cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight, cold. Lows overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 31 degrees at 8:21.
Support.
The mighty crash as we belly into the sun.
This is NPR News.
Midterms are less than a year away, and election officials across the country are already preparing for the possibility of interference by the Trump administration.
At this point, I think we're all just kind of used to, all right, what's the next crazy hairball thing that's going to pop up?
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. What election officials are watching for as midterms draw closer on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Crazy hairball things on All Things Considered today, beginning at 3 until 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, the latest news from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 8:30.
The comments came after a late-night marathon meeting between Putin and White House envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The Kremlin failed to reach a compromise. The Americans had sought Putin's support for a revised U.S. peace plan for Ukraine, one that included more input from Ukraine and Europe after an earlier draft was criticized as heavily weighted in Russia's favor. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The Department of Homeland Security says federal agents have begun an illegal immigration crackdown in New Orleans. In a statement, DHS says agents are targeting violent criminals, ones who were released after being arrested for crimes such as rape and robbery. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have released more information about a murder-suicide that took place at a Topeka McDonald's last month, but many questions remain. Police say they believe 51-year-old Dallas DeHart shot two men before taking his own life. One of those men died, the other survived and remains hospitalized. But the gunman's motive remains unclear. Police say they have been unable to establish any connections among the three men. KSNT reports the investigation remains active. A New Jersey-based company has withdrawn plans for an industrial waste plant in a low-income Kansas City, Kansas neighborhood. As Dylan Lyson reports, this comes after residents raised safety and pollution concerns.
The company ReWorld says it withdrew plans for the Armourdale neighborhood because of, quote, changing business circumstances. The withdrawal comes after residents demanded more transparency. The facility would have taken in more than 1,000 trucks of industrial waste each weekday and would have been located near homes and an elementary school. City officials repeatedly delayed approving permits for the plan and asked the company to hold public forums. Residents say the company failed to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Topeka woman's Ring doorbell camera captured some unusual footage early Monday morning, a pack of coyotes chasing a stray cat. Rebecca Rogg lives near Southeast 43rd and Illinois Avenue. She said she heard a disturbance outside and checked the Ring footage. KSNT reports Rogg says she sometimes feeds stray cats in the neighborhood but is now worried for their safety. State wildlife officials say coyotes sometimes do appear in urban areas to seek food, but the state will only remove them after they become more visible during the day. Weather forecast for today. We could see some flurries, could see some sprinkles as well. Nothing accumulating, however. Cloudy skies otherwise with a high temperature near 39 degrees. It'll be a little breezy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming north 10 to 15 in the afternoon with gusts up to 25. Tonight, there's a chance of flurries, otherwise cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing overnight. It'll get cold, though, lows overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support
advocates like Paulino reminding people of their inherent worth is an antidote to fear and a source of power.
My dignity is not something that somebody in a political power position gave to me. This is a gift from God.
And that, she says, is something no one can take away. For NPR News, I'm Tyke Hendricks in Oakland, California.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, you can call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is NPR News.
Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio on this Wednesday. Still ahead, you know those wooden nesting dolls? They seem quintessentially Russian, but it turns out they're also Chinese. We'll hear about that at 8:51.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Might see some flurries today, maybe a sprinkle or two. Nothing too serious, no accumulation expected. Otherwise today, cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees. It'll get windy again. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming north this afternoon. We could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, there's a chance of flurries. The night begins cloudy, gradually clears, gets cold. Lows overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and cold. Highs tomorrow near 27 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. In Manhattan, cloudy and 34. It's 8:44.
Hi, this is Feli, director of KPR. And as 2025 comes to a close, local news has never been...
So what we're doing right now is lighting the lamp to put the boat in the water in memory of anyone who's passed.
The paper boat carries flower petals to make the soul's journey sweeter. Sometimes families scatter ashes in the water, too, which Florida law doesn't regulate. But today, Sapna just watches the boat drift away. In the heart of rural Dixie County, down here, upon the Suwannee River. For NPR News, I'm Rose Schnabel in Old Town, Florida.
It's NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from 12 to 3 today, 12-3, a Dvorak concert overture, Mozart's 27th Symphony, and holiday favorites with the King's Brass and Delmoni Quartet. That's just a little glimpse of today's classical music from 12 to 3. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies. Chance we could see some flurries or sprinkles. High temperatures this afternoon near 39 degrees. Little windy with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, chance we could see flurries tonight. The night begins cloudy. Gradual clearing overnight. Low temperatures around 10. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with a high near 27. At the moment in Lawrence, cloudy skies. 31 degrees at 9 before 9.
For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Philadelphia.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do keep listening. Up next, it's the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia. That's right after the news from NPR over on KPR2. We've got news from the BBC. Might see some flurries, even some sprinkles today. Nothing too serious. Cloudy skies with a high near 39 degrees this afternoon. Will be a bit breezy. Could see wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight begins cloudy, gradually clears, gets cold. Lows overnight around 10 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 33 degrees. Manhattan's cloudy and 36. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington.